Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Elder Lydia. Welcome to Wednesday Word. Amen. Our topic for today is pressing in. And we are coming from Philippians chapter 3, and I think I'm going to be starting at verse 12, and we'll go to verse 15. But what I am going to highlight tonight is more verse 14, I think. And I say I think because as I was reading it just before I came on, another scripture made such an impression on me that, of course, I'm going to have to talk about that too. Amen. God bless you and welcome again. Amen. I hope you've had a wonderful week. It's really cold here where I am, snowing. Amen. The temperature has dropped and the weather, amen, is unseasonable for this area, but God is gracious, and he is true, and he is mighty, and he is looking out for each and every one of us, amen. The Lord has a provision for us, amen, that supersedes anything that we could ever think or even imagine, amen. As we go before the Lord, even in prayer, amen, his word lets us know that our prayers are the answer to our prayers, are exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think. And I have found that to be true because God has totally blown my mind and too many instances in my life for me to say, even when I was in the midst of despair, the Lord blew my mind and he brought me up and he brought me out. Amen. Amen. I give glory to God. I have had, amen, seasons where I had to press in, whether it was a valley season or a mountain season. Amen. We have to press in no matter what the season, because no matter what we do, we have an enemy that is bent to destroy us. Amen. And everything, every trick and every snare that comes against us is to steal, kill, and to destroy. Amen. But the Lord, he came that we might have life, and that we might have it more abundantly. And those are the things we have to keep in mind. Amen. It's the good things that the Lord has given. Amen. And one of the things that he has promised us is eternal life. But not just, you know, not just promising us, you know, abundance in eternity, but also, again, like I said, the scripture that reminded us of the scripture that says, life, that we might have life abundantly. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. He wants us to have a good life. Amen. Not just in the then and there, but also in the here and now. And it does mean that sometimes we have to press, and I mean press past the objections of the enemy, because he objects to your prosperity. He objects to your elevation. He objects to your promotion. He objects to the things that the Lord has approved on your life. He disapproves and he objects. So we have to press past the objection of the enemy into the blessing of the Lord. And we know ultimately that blessing is to see him in peace. Amen. And that blessing is making heaven our goal. Amen. This is Paul that was speaking in Philippians. And before I go ahead and read the scripture, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, just giving you thanks and giving you praise, because no matter what the day has been, you are still God. Amen. You still have control over all things. Glory to God. We are still blessed with every spiritual blessing in spiritual places. I mean, in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And we are still accepted and the beloved. We give glory and honor to you, Lord God. To you is due every glory and every honor and every praise, and we offer them up to you even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, we thank you, Lord God, for the love that you've given us all, Lord. Many of us, and I know I do, look at my life and wonder, oh my God, I don't even understand why you love me so, but I thank you, Lord. We thank you tonight for loving us. We thank you for your mercy and your kindness toward us. Open our eyes and our ears, Lord God, that we might hear what your spirit is speaking in this season, Lord God, and in this age, in this dispensation, in our quiet times, in our dreams, Lord God, when we are going all about our business through our day. Speak, Lord God.
speak, Lord God, and give us revelations from on high. Give us, Lord God, the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that the eyes of our understanding might be enlightened to the knowledge of you. We want to know you more and know you better, Lord God. Teach us the ways of salvation, the ways of truth, the ways of integrity, the ways of wisdom, the ways of holiness and godliness and righteousness. Oh, God, as we submit ourselves to you even now, in Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, amen. We give glory to God and honor him today because he is God and there is no other. Glory to God. There is no other. Oh, I just honor the Lord today because he is great, amen, and greatly to be praised. And no matter what I feel like in my mind or in my body, God is greatly to be praised. Amen. And I will honor him and I will give him glory because he is glorious. Hallelujah. He is glorious. And I thank him. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. We're pressing in today. Glory to God. In our scripture, it's coming from Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 15. And if you would just be patient with me for a minute, I actually want to read it from two versions of the Bible because I found it interesting the way the New Living Translation actually put it. But I'm also reading from the King James. But I'm going to start with the New Living, and is Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 15. And I'm going to highlight, like I said, I think, verse 14. Amen. I guess we'll both see as I go along. Glory to God. We're pressing in the name of Jesus. Paul says, I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things that I have already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. Let all who are spiritually mature agree on these things. If you disagree on some point, I believe God will make it plain to you. Amen. Amen. I read from Philippians 3, 12 through 15, and this is the part that I love in this particular version, because in the King James Version, it uses the word apprehended, and this one, it uses the word possessed. And when we go back to that Greek term in the Bible, it is Katalambano is that same word that's translated in the King James as apprehended and in the New Living as possessed. And it says, but I press on to possess that perfection, that maturity, that completeness in the Lord for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. Glory to God. When the Lord saved us, he saved us and it was complete. It was entire. We were entirely saved. Glory to God. Our spirit was saved, although our soul is being saved. You know, we are actually sealed, amen, with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It is our seal and we are saved to be saved. Our soul, amen, is constantly being saved. We're constantly putting on the Lord and taking off the ways of the world and the works of wickedness that we were born into. We were born into a state of wickedness, into a state of unrighteousness, a state of godliness. But when the Spirit of the Lord, amen, possessed our spirit, amen, remember, we are spirit beings. We're spirit beings that have a soul and we're in a body, but these bodies are going to pass away. Amen. And this spirit is what is going to live on. And it's our spirit that has been possessed by the Spirit of God. I love that. That word, katalambano, it means overtaken or attained or to lay hold of so as to make it your own. So the Lord has made the spirit that is within us his own by the Holy Ghost. Amen. The word of God lets us know that, amen, he was actually
teaching a word about fornication, when he was telling them that we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We're no longer our own. We were bought with a price. So this temple, it no longer belongs to me. My spirit is the house of the and the temple of the Spirit of God. Deep actually does call to deep, because the Spirit of God is calling to the spirit within me, which is the Spirit of God that is within me. So deep calls to deep. Glory to God. We're pressing in tonight. Glory, hallelujah. We have been possessed, glory to God. I'm pressing in to be possessed of that that has possessed me. I want my whole mind, my whole body, my whole spirit, all of my strength to be possessed by the Spirit of God that has captured me, the Spirit of God that has taken me over, that has taken over my spirit, that deep that is calling to the temple that's within me, that is the temple of the Holy Ghost, that deep that is calling to deep. I'm pressing in that all of my thoughts, hallelujah, be the thoughts of God, that my ways be the ways of God, that my works be the works of God. Glory to God, that my righteousness be the righteousness of God, how the works that I do, that they be acceptable. Hallelujah, every thought be acceptable because they're his. Amen. I've said so many times that I don't have a right to my opinion. I don't have a right. I mean, people say so many times, I have a right to voice my opinion. No, not if you belong to the Holy Ghost, not if you belong to the Lord, because you don't belong to yourself. This is the temple of God. You have been apprehended, glory to God, by the power and the presence of God Almighty. Hallelujah. So make your mind press on in. Make your spirit press on. Make your soul press on in. Your spirit's already been captivated and captured. Now we need to let the Spirit of God captivate our minds. Amen. The devil sure wants to do it. He'll captivate us with all kinds of unrighteousness. But the truth of the word is what we want to overtake us. Hallelujah. Let's look at this in the King James. And it said, not as though I had already attained, neither were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this to you. Amen. Paul was speaking, glory to God, and giving a good word. Amen. And we're looking, amen, at that I press toward the mark. But before that, he said, I count not myself to have apprehended. I don't know everything. I don't know everything about the ways of God. I'm seeking the face of God daily, and I'm praying in his presence that I might know him better and know him more. I am asking him to show me the ways of salvation and the ways of truth, because I know that I don't know it all. I don't know everything. I don't even know everything that he would desire that I know, but I'm pressing in that I might know, amen, the God who has captured my heart. Amen. I'm pressing in that I might understand the truth, amen, of his spirit that is within me. It's in me. I'm pressing in, amen, that the things that the Lord has said that I would be, that I will walk in them. I'm pressing in, amen, the promotions and the levels that the Lord spoke into my life, amen, that I might do all the works that he's put in my hands to do. I'm pressing in, glory to God, but I don't know it all yet. I'm pressing in, amen, but one thing I do know, hallelujah, just as Paul said, this one thing I do know, amen, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press. Glory to God. That word press is dioko. It's dioko, and it means to run swiftly or in pursuit of your goal. I'm pressing.
situation and that sometimes we have to press our way through because we have an enemy that wants to distract us. He wants to take our focus off the goal. But so we have to press into the goal. We have to run swiftly, amen, to that mark. That mark is the goal, skapas, that mark, amen, for the prize, the prabion, the award that goes to the victor, amen, of the high calling, anoklesis, and it means to run upward, amen, it as in a heavenly, amen, calling, a heavenly, that word calling is invitation. The Lord has invited us. We have been invited, amen, by the Creator, by our Savior. We've been invited, amen, into, amen, this abundance of life. Glory to God. We've been invited, amen, to this high calling. This is a high calling. This is a royal heavenly invitation that we've been invited to. And we know we must press in, amen, to receive the rewards of one who has run swiftly and one run patiently and run with wisdom and fought the good fight of faith, because the only way we will attain is if we run with God in his spirit, amen, to the invitation. Glory God, glory to God, receiving the invitation, amen, that he has sent out just for us. Glory to God. We've been invited to press in. Glory to God. Pressing in. Hallelujah. Pressing in. Pressing in. Amen. No matter what the day has been, pressing in. And remember that God has an abundance for you. Press in. Amen. Remember the promises that the Lord has spoken over your life. They are yes and amen. And every word that the Lord speaks, it will not fall to the ground. It is not vanity. Everything he says, it is true and it is on its way. Press in. Even if your best friend has failed you, even if your children has come against you, press in, because the Lord knows exactly how to turn that around. In, press in, press in, press in, press in. God bless you. God keep you and anoint you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.